Welcome back to the Tanakh Study Center series on Neviim Rishonim. Today's share, we continue our study of Shmuel Aleph. We'll be focusing on Prakim Tet Zayin to Yudchet from chapter 16 to 18 and the story of David and Goliath. In today's share, we will begin to reap the benefits of our approach to Sefer Shmuel in the study of units, and this will help us explain a very big problem in relation to the chronology of the events that take place. We are very familiar with the story of David and Goliath, but towards the end of chapter 17, there's a famous question. In Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Nun Hey, we read, "Uchirot Shaul David Yotzei Likrat Plishti." When Shaul saw David going out to engage Goliath the Plishti, Amar Lav Ner Sar Tzava, he said to Avner, who was the head of his army, "Ben Mizeh Hanar Avner." He asked Avner, "Whose son is this? This boy David is going to fight Goliath. Who is this boy?" And Avner says, "Chein avshecha melech imedati." Avner swears, "I don't know who this boy is." And the king asks him, "Ben mizeh elem?" Go ask, find out, whose son is this? And then in the next pasuk nun zayin, "Uchushuv David me'akot ha-taplishti." When David returned after he defeated Goliath, "Vaykachoto Avner vayveo lifnei Shaul." Avner took him and brought him, presented him in front of the king. "Vayomer elav Shaul, Ben miata hanar? Who are you? Who is your father?" And David answers, "Vayomer David, Ben Abdecha Yishai Beit Lechmi. I'm the son of Yishai from Beit Lechem." There's a very big problem with this section, because this is the end of chapter 17. But at the end of the previous chapter, in the end of chapter 16, we already had a story of David being chosen to be the harp player for Shaul. And not only was David chosen to be the harp player of Shaul, we were told that Shaul liked him a lot, was very fond of him. He also sent Yishai, David's father, a request to David come. If we look in Pasuk Yotet in Perek Tet Zayin, it says, "Vayishlach Shaul malachim el Yishai." Shaul sent messengers to Yishai. "Vayomer shechai lai David bincha shebatzon. Send me David, your son, who's in the field with the sheep, who's a shepherd." And Yishai sends a present to Shaul and sends David with him. And then we're told, "Vayavod David al Shaul." David came to Shaul. "Vayamod lefanav." He stood in front of him. "Vayaveu ma'od." They got along very well together. "Vayila nosei chilim." He even became his arms bearer, carried his utensils for him. And then again, in Pasuk Chabet, "Vayishlach Shaul Yishai lemor, Yamod na David lefanai, ki matzachem beinai." Shaul sends a letter to Yishai, requesting that Yishai allow David to stay and work for him full time. We're also told whenever Shaul had this bad ruach Elohim, David would take the harp, the kinor, and play, and Shaul would feel better. If this happened already at the end of chapter 16, it's clear from the end of chapter 16 that Shaul already knows who David is. He's one of his right-hand men. He's in his court. He plays harp for him all the time. And he knows who his father is. He knows that Yishai is his father. And he's totally aware of his family background. So how could it be that in the next chapter, when David goes out to fight Goliath, Shaul appears to have absolutely no idea in regard to who this boy is? Another question comes up. If David is Shaul's Nosei Chilim, if he's carrying his arms and he's a harp player, how could it be when they're fighting this battle against the Plishtim in Emek Keilah, how could it be that David isn't there? Why is David simply bringing food from his family to his brothers? And how could it be that no one knows who he is? The commentators almost all deal with this question. Some people say that really he knew who he was and he's only asking about his yichus. There's a famous Mamar Chazal in Masechet Yevamot about, they're not asking about who he is, but what family of Yehudah is he from? Is he from Peretz or Zerach? And so in this story, is already worried about the future kingdom of maybe David might be someone who might usurp his power. There's another approach that even though he was his harp player, maybe he really didn't know him so well, there might have been a lot of people. There are a lot of different approaches, but the question always remains stronger than the answer. In today's shiur, we're going to suggest a very different approach to solve all these problems very easily, but of course they'll bring up a bigger problem. In case you didn't guess by now, our approach will be to change the chronological order of the chapters, meaning the events that take place at the end of chapter 16, when David is chosen to become Shaul's harp player, took place not before the battle between David and Goliath, but rather after the battle of David and Goliath. Let me explain what we're going to suggest. In chapter 16, we find two different stories. Chapter 16, Perek Tet Zayin, begins with the story of Shmuel being sent by Hashem to go appoint a new king for the Jewish people. As you recall, in chapter 15, we have the story of Shaul's sin with Amalek. In that story, Shmuel becomes very angry with Shaul and tells him and informs him that God has taken away his kingdom from him and given it to somebody better. Of course, Shaul doesn't accept that, and Shaul remains king. And then later on, in the beginning of chapter 16, God tells Shmuel to go to the house of Yishai in Beit Lechem and go there to appoint a new king. You may recall that Shmuel was worried that maybe Shaul will find out about it and find him guilty of treason. And therefore, God tells him not to worry, to say that you're offering a sacrifice. Shmuel goes to the house of Yishai, calls upon the father to show him his different sons. He passes by all the different sons, the seven older sons. None of them are fit in the eyes of God to become king. And finally, there's one son left, wasn't even considered in the first group. Shmuel asks Yishai, is there any more children? And he says, oh yes, the little one, David, he's out there with the sheep. They summon David, and sure enough, David is the one who's going to be anointed. That's the first story in Perek. David is anointed to become king, but certainly does not become king. You don't become king until the people accept you. But he's designated now by the Shemen, by this Keren Shemen, this anointing process. He's now designated that one day ultimately he'll become king, but his actual kingdom doesn't begin until the people will accept him. And that will take many years, and that will be after a very long process of events. After that anointing, we're told, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shmuel takes the oil and anoints him. And then we're told that Tzitzlach Ruach Hashem al David, after being anointed, Ruach Hashem, God's Spirit, is now with David, Me'ayom Ahu V'mala, from that day on and afterward. And then Shmuel goes and returns to Ramah, to his home in Ramah in Har Ephraim, and is no longer involved in the events. In the next pasuk, Pasuk Yedalad, we're told, the Ruach Hashem Sara Meim Sha'ol, the Ruach Hashem that originally was with Sha'ol when he was first anointed, back in Perek Yud, and there we're told, after the signs came true, God's Ruach was then with Sha'ol, now that same Ruach came and became more of a bad or an evil spirit with him, causing him to make mistakes. That concludes the first story. In fact, the last pasuk is a transition between the first story and the second story. In the second story, in chapter 16, we're told where Shaul is bothered by this Ruach Ra'ah, and his servants make a very logical suggestion. In Pasuk Tetvav, we read as follows. Something's bothering you. This isn't good. This Ruach Elohim is causing you trouble. Here's an idea for you. Yivakshu ish yodeyam benagin b'chinor, v'ya biot alecha Ruach Elohim Ra'ah, what should you do? Whenever this Ruach Elohim, this evil or bad spirit of God, attacks you, someone should play a harp or some musical instrument and you'll feel better. Shaul agrees and he requisitions someone who knows how to play music nicely. As they're standing and discussing this possibility, one of the servants of Shaul, one of his advisors, makes the following suggestion. Listen carefully. He said, I have the perfect person for this job. Remember, they're looking for a Yodea Nagein, they're looking for someone who can play the harp, someone who can play good music. And one of the advisors say, I saw someone who can play the harp, and he's the son of Yishai from Beit Lechem. Yishai was a well-known person in Beit Lechem at that time. Yodea Nagein is a good musical player, but in addition to that, he has some additional qualities. V'gibor Chayo, he's a man who's very strong. Vish Mechama, he's a man of war. V'Navon Davar, he's very wise. Vish Tor, he's very good looking. V'Hashem Imo, and God is with him. That description is not only of a harp player, that's a description of someone who's not only a harp player, but also a very successful, well-known, good-looking man of war. And the Chidush, what this Nar knows that other people don't know, that this person with all these great qualities also happens to be a good musician. As soon as he says that, what does Shaul answer? Shaul Malachim El Yishai. Shaul sends messengers immediately to Yishai and tells him, Shochai Lai David Bincha Shebatzon. He tells him, send him David. Show her he knows we're referring to David. What I'd like to suggest, the second story in chapter 16 takes place after the story of David and Goliath. And the reason for reaching this conclusion is very simple. Look again at the description of David in these psukim, in these verses. He's described as not only a Yudea Nagen, a Gibor Chayo, Ish Milchama, a man of valor, a man of war, Navon Davar, a wise man, Ish Toar, Vashem Imo. That description would make a lot more sense if this is after he was known for killing Goliath, not beforehand. If you recall, and we're going to go over this psukim very soon in chapter 17, when David goes to fight Goliath the first time, not only does no one know who he is, his older brother yells at him. He puts on some armor and he says, I've never tried these before. Shaul tells him, you're just a nar, you're just a young man compared to Goliath, you're nobody. The way that David is described in chapter 17 is nowhere at all like the way he's described in the end of chapter 16. We're going to go through chapter 17 and see if this theory works. But before we go and take a more careful look at chapter 17, I want to explain once again what our theory is going to be. We're going to suggest that the two stories in chapter 16 take place at different times. The first story of when David is anointed surely took place before David and Goliath. That was the first event. There, David is a very young boy. It sounds like he's maybe 10, 15 years old. He's too young to even be considered by his father when Shmuel first comes. He's not even present in the choosing process. Only at the end of that process do they call him in. And he's described as a young, cute little boy. The story in the second half of chapter 16, when he's chosen to be a harp player, but there he's described as a Gibor Chayo, Navon Davar, Vashem Imo, that event, we suggest, happened after he killed Goliath. And that's why he's described in such a beautiful way, that God is with him, and he's a man of war, and he's strong. And in addition to that, he knows how to play harp. Or in essence, what the advisor to Shaul is saying, if you're looking for a harp player, I got a great idea. David, who we all know from the story of David and Goliath, David, who we'll see soon, was not only a soldier who killed Goliath, he was a very successful officer already in the army. Shaul later appointed him after killing Goliath to be in charge of a lot of soldiers. That David, who we all know from the battlefield, also happens to be a Yodea Nagin, also happens to be a harp player. Therefore, Shaul requested he come to play harp, but not only does he play harp, he's also in Nosei Kelim, he's also a arms bearer for the king. He becomes the king's right-hand man. That's why Shaul and Ishai already know each other, and Shaul can send a letter to Ishai, as though he knows him already, he knows David, and David, when he's sent by his father, Ishai sends him a present to the king. It seems like at that time already they know each other very well. We're going to check this theory out if it fits into chapter 17. When we're done, we have to go and explain why is it that the chapters are out of order. That will be the main part of this year after we go through the technical side of seeing if the stories can work out in the way that we suggest. First, what we're going to do, we're going to try and explain the story and see if indeed we can fit the story in chapter 17 to take place between the two stories in chapter 16. After we explain how the two stories can be intertwined, then we'll go back and try to explain why is it and how is it that the stories are written out of chronological order. Chapter 17, Perek Zayin, begins a new unit in Sefer Shmuel, and let's explain why. The first parshiyah in chapter 17, in Perek Zayin, from Sukkim Aleph Tirala, from verses 1 to 11, describe the battle that's about to take place in Emek Elah. There's a war between the Plishtim and Shaul. In Pasuk Yud Bet, in verse 12, we introduce David and his family. Listen to this introduction. David ben Ish Efrati azem mibet lechem Yehuda ushmo Yishai v'lo shmona banim v'ish bimei Shaul zaken babanashim. David is a man from Efrat. His father is Yishai, and Yishai has 8 sons. And his 3 oldest sons went to war with Shaul against the Plishtim. And then we're told that David was the young one, the small one. He stayed home, and the 3 older sons went to battle. From a literary point of view, from chapter 17 on, if you follow the book, David becomes the protagonist of the story. The story from chapter 17 on portrays David as the key character, what they call the protagonist. Beforehand, up until chapter 16, from chapter 13 through 16, it's very easy to identify Shaul as the protagonist. And the stories focus around Shaul's kingdom, what Shaul did good, what Shaul did bad. But from a literary point of view, the protagonist from chapter 13 to 16 is Shaul. From chapter 17 on will be David. We're going to read now in chapter 17 and see if this story makes sense, if it took place before David was appointed as a harp player for Shaul. One last point before we continue is approximately what is the age of David in all these stories? Ask anyone who's heard the story of David and Goliath in all the movies, anyone who reads the story, you definitely have the impression that David is a teenager. 15, 16, 17, 18, pretty much high school age. He's called a nar. A nar is a word usually for a young lad, for a teenager. He's never fought in battle before. He's never put on armor before. His older brother yells at him. He's told that he's a nar. If you go back in the end of chapter 16 and you look at the description of David, again in Pasuk Yudchet, that he's a gibor hayo, ish melchama, navon davar, v'ishtor, v'ashem imo, that's describing someone a bit older. It would make more sense, someone in his earlier mid-20s. Now we reach a difficult pasuk in chapter 17. We're told in pasuk tevav as follows. V'David holech v'shav me'al sha'o. David would go back and forth from sha'o, lirot et son aviv, to take care of the sheep of his father. There's two ways to understand this pasuk. If David was already appointed to be the harp player, then what are we told? David went back and forth from Shaul, being the harp player for Shaul, or from Shaul's palace to take care of his sheep. And then this story happened after he was appointed as the harp player. And that would follow the order of the chapters in a classic way. Or we can understand this pasuk, that David would go back and forth from the military camp of Shaul. And we'll see why is he going back and forth, because he's going to be bringing supplies, as we'll be told in the next several psukim. Then that would make a lot of sense, because in the previous pasuk, in pasuk Yedalad, we're told, Ushloshah Dolim, the three older brothers of Yishai, of David, the three older sons of Yishai, Hochu Achrei Shaul, to battle. So going after Shaul is not just after the person Shaul, but the word Shaul means the military camp of Shaul in Emek Elah as they're waiting to fight Goliath. So again, in pasuk Tedvav, we can say, David Holech Veshav Me'al Shaul, David is going back and forth from the camp of Shaul, and we'll see how that's described the next two psukim. In Pasuk Yitzayin, V'omri Yishai David Beno. Yishai told David as follows. Kachna lachech eifat hakali hazeh. He gives him a whole list of food and items to bring to the battlefront. And what he's bringing isn't just chocolates, but instead he's bringing real food. It seems like in those times, there wasn't a standing army, and there wasn't a government that was organized enough to provide food for all the soldiers going to battle. Instead, it was a militia-type army, and when the nation went to war, every family and every tribe that was involved in the fighting would send their local militias to battle. The older people, the men of war, would do the fighting. The younger boys, the younger brothers, would send food, and they'd travel back and forth and take care of the supply line. It seems like David's job, because he's younger, is to bring the supplies of food back and forth to the front line. When David gets to where the soldiers are, he hears the people talking. He hears about Goliath coming and the challenge. He starts asking questions. In the midst of all his questioning, Eliav, his older brother, hears him. We're going to read Pasuk Chavchet. And notice how Eliav yells at his little brother. And when you read these psukim, ask yourself, is this Eliav yelling at the person who's the harp player of Shaul, who's the arms bearer of Shaul? Is he yelling at someone who's described earlier as the Gibor Hayo Ish Mechava Navon Davar Vashem Imo? Or is he yelling at a little teenager, his little brother, who looks like he's looking for trouble? In Pasuk Chavchet, Vayishma Eliav Achiv Agadol B'dabro El Anashim. Eliav, his older brother, overheard David talking to all the people about Goliath, etc. Vayicharaf Eliav B'David. Eliav became very angry with David. Vayomer, Lama Zeh Yoradeta? Why did you come down here? Vamina Tashta Matatzon? Why are you abandoning the little bit of sheep that we have left at home? In the desert, in the wilderness, I know what you're up to. I know your mischievous heart here. You want to see some action, you want to watch what's going on. Instead of doing your duties at home and taking care of the sheep, like a good teenager should do, you want to watch the battle, you want to see some action. And he yells at him and basically tells him, this is a man's job up here, over here. Go back home and take care of what the kids have to do. Again, the impression is that Eliav treats his brother as a young teenager. Later, when Shaul hears David talking, and David goes to the king and suggests that he's willing to take on Goliath, Shaul tells him as follows, tries to discourage him, and tells him as follows in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'emar Shaul David, lo tuchal lanechad al pishti. You're not able to go against Goliath. Why? Ki narata. You're only a nar. You're only a young lad. V'hu ish mechama. Minu Rav. Goliath has been ish mechama from his youth. You're only a nar. Here David is described as a nar. Goliath is described as an ish mechama. If David here is only a nar, how could it be that earlier in chapter 16, if that happened earlier, how could it be described as a ish mechama, gibor chayil, navon davar, and why then would Shaul only call him a nar? After Shaul finally agrees to allow David to fight Goliath, he gives David some armor to try, and listen to what happens in Pasuk Lametet. Vayachkor David et charbo me'al amadav. David puts on the sword on top of his uniform. Vayol alechet. He had trouble walking. Kiloni sa'a, because he never tried these before. And then David tells Shaul, lo uchal alechet ve'ele. I can't walk with these. Kiloni sita, I've never tried these before. Instead, he takes a slingshot, picks up 5 rounded stones. As we all know, he kills Goliath with a slingshot, with a direct hit against his forehead. Again, from this story, we see that David seems to be a young teenager who's never used a sword before. In the end of chapter 16, we see that he's known as someone who's got his wit, a man of wisdom, and a man of valor. And again, it seems that the description of David in chapter 17 is way before the description of David at the end of chapter 16. Finally, the last proof is how we began our share. In Pasuk Nunhei, Uchirosho David Yotzei Likrat HaPlishti, Omer Lavner, Sar Tzava, V'miza Hanar, the psukim we read in the beginning of the share, we're told that when David went out to fight Shaul, he asked Avner, who is this boy? Who's the father of this boy? And Avner has no idea. And when he returns, he asks David, who are you? Or what's your father's name? And then David tells Shaul for the first time, he's the son of Yishai. If indeed this story took place before the events at the end of chapter 16, then it makes sense why when one of the Narim tells Shaul, I know a Yodan again, and he is the son of Yishai, and not only is he Yodan again, he's not only a harp player, but he's also a Gibor Chayil Ish Mechama. Shaul knows right away that he's talking about David, and therefore he sends to Yishai and tells Yishai, send me David, who's taking care of your sheep. That takes us to the end of chapter 17. Now we have to figure out, when does the story of David being appointed as a harp player fit in to the events that take place in chapter 18? Chapter 18 begins with Yonatan and David becoming very friendly. And then we're told, after the battle of David and Goliath, in Pasuk Bet, Vaykacheu Shaul bayomahu, v'lo netano l'shuv lebeit aviv. Shaul took David on that day, after he killed Goliath, and didn't let him go back home. The simplest understanding of this means that after David defeated Goliath in this battle, it was no longer his job to bring the food and supplies back and forth from his father's house. He had proven himself as a young lad, very adept at war. He killed Goliath. He's now the national hero. Therefore, he is now enlisted in the army. He's part of the regular army, and he no longer has a job of being a supply boy. Now he's a regular soldier. In the next pasuk, we're told how Yonatan and David make a covenant with one another, and how Yonatan, in pasuk Dalad, gives David a full set of armor, and Yonatan gives David his uniform and his sword, and now David is a full-fledged soldier. In Pasuk Hey, pay careful attention to what takes place. We want to show how in Pasuk Hey, several years can elapse in one Pasuk. Vayitzei David b'chal asher yishalchenu Shaul yitzkil. David went, and everywhere that Shaul sent him, he was successful. Vayistimeu Shaul anshei mechama. Shaul placed him as an officer in charge of the men of war. Vayitav b'nei kol ha'am v'gam b'nei avdei Shaul. He found favor and became very popular in the eyes of all the people and also in the eyes of all the servants of Shaul. What's described in Pasuk Hey is not an event that takes place in one day. In Pasuk Hey, we're told that after the battle of David and Goliath, not only does David become a soldier, he also becomes an officer in the beginning. Finally, he seems to become a general, and he found favor in the eyes of all the people and also in the eyes of the servants of Shaul. What I'd like to suggest is that Pasuk Hey can include possibly up to 5 years or so, and somewhere during the events that are described in Pasuk Hey includes the story of how David is chosen as a harp player for Shaul. I'll summarize my main point, is that after David kills Goliath, he becomes enlisted in the army. He's part of the regular militia that's fighting. He becomes more successful. Later on, he might even become a general. During these years, probably when he was still a young officer in the army, that is when the Ruach Hashem Ra'ah, that's when the bad Ruach Hashem was beginning to hurt Shaul. That's when he's looking for a harp player. As he's asking for a harp player, one of Shaul's servants comes up with a great idea. Everyone knows David from David and Goliath, but no one knew that David was also a harp player. This Nar who answers and tells Shaul, I know someone perfect for the job. I know someone who's Yodea Nagin, but not only is Yodea Nagin, not only is he a harp player, he's also a Gibor Chayu, Ishmael Chamav, No Navar, Vashem Imo. That's describing David after he killed Goliath and after he's already been an officer in the army. And therefore, Shaul calls and requisitions David from Ishai. That's why he knows to send a letter to Ishai to ask specifically for David. And that's why not only is he the harp player for Shaul, he's also his Nosei Kelim, he's also his arms bearer. If that's true, by the time we get to Pasuk Vav, David is already a well-known officer, also a harp player for Shaul, and also a very successful general. And then we're told in Pasuk Vav, Vayibavoam, Beshuv David Meakotet HaPlishti, when they would return from battle, when David would return from hitting the Plishti, and here I think the Plishti doesn't refer now to Goliath, even though earlier it might have referred to Goliath. Here, it's a general term for the war against the Plishtim. But Tetzen HaNashim B'Kol HaRei Yisrael L'Shir V'Mcholot Nikrat Shaul HaMelech. The women would come out singing, Hikat Shaul B'Alafav V'David B'Rivavotav. Shaul has smitten the thousands, and David the tens of thousands. That song that the women are singing is not a song about David after he kills Goliath. That's not a song that comes out a day or a week after the battle of David and Goliath, because in that battle, David does not kill tens of thousands. David simply killed Goliath. This song comes out after Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey is several years. David is now an officer and a general. He's become very popular. After many, many battles, and that's when the song that the women are singing about David killing the tens of thousands, that takes place several years after the battle of David and Goliath, when David's already a grown man and has become much more popular. It is that point in Pasuk Het, Vayichal Shaul Ma'od, Shaul becomes very angry. And then he becomes jealous of David. They're giving David the tens of thousands, and Shaul only gets the thousands. And then we're told in Pasuk Tet, Vayi Shaul Oyenet David, Me'ayomahu V'hala. From that day on, Shaul became jealous of David. And hence we're told in Pasuk Yod, Vayimi Machrat, on the day, not after the day he killed Goliath, the day after the song came out, singing about David in the 10,000, several years after the story of David and Goliath, then Vatitzlach Ruach Elohim Ra'ah Shaul Vayitnabei B'toch HaBayit. He's again hurt by this Ruach Elohim Ra'ah, by this bad spirit of God. And David is playing the harp for him like usual. And then Shaul takes his spear, pretends to accidentally throw it against the wall, hoping to kill David at the same time. He says to himself, Akeb David of Akir, I'm going to hit the wall and accidentally, on purpose, David at the same time. David luckily is able to spin away and saves himself. So let's summarize the chronology of the events as we've explained them. When David is a young boy, possibly elementary school age, age 10, 15 or so, he's anointed in a clandestine way by Shmuel. The brothers probably don't take it that seriously. After all, there's already a king. Shmuel is doing this in a private manner. And the way Eliab later yells at his brother, it doesn't seem that Eliab took this anointing very seriously at all. After he's anointed, several years later, he's already now a high school boy, a teenager, 16, 17, 18 or so. It's a famous story of David and Goliath, where David first is a supply boy. On one of his visits, he hears what's going on with the Goliath challenging the people. He volunteers for the job. First he gets yelled at by his brothers. Then Shaul is willing to listen to him. He goes and he fights and he wins. After that battle, he becomes an officer and then a general. During his time as an officer, we suggest that the story in the end of chapter 16, when David is chosen to be the harp player for Shaul, takes place somewhere in the events of Pasuk Hey in Perek Yud Chet. One other point that we should make is that when Shaul requests from Yishai to send David, who's with the sheep, if we say that David was enlisted in the army, why is he now a shepherd again? The answer for that is simple. we explained before that there wasn't a standing army of tens of thousands of soldiers that only worked in the army. It was only during battle time, during wartime, when the Plishtim were fighting, that the people went to battle. But when those battles were over, they returned to the regular profession. David's profession was a shepherd. And therefore, during one of the lulls in the battles, when he's a shepherd again, that's when Shaul requests from Ishai to send him David to become the harp player, and then later, his arms bearer. If our assumption is correct, we're left with one major question. Why would the events in chapter 16 be out of order? Why would I record the story of David becoming the harp player in chapter 16 if it doesn't take place until the events of chapter 18? To answer that question, we have to return to our study of Sefer Shmuel and its units. We noted in our introductory shir that Chazal explained in Baba Batra, Daf Yadal Aramad Bet, that Sefer Shmuel has several authors. A later Navi put together Sefer Shmuel, but when he put together Sefer Shmuel and organized it, he's quoting from the works of three Nevi'im, Shmuel HaRo'eh, Gad HaChoseh, and Natan HaNavi. Shmuel, Gad, and Natan. Who writes each section? One might think that Shmuel writes all the sections up until his own death, which doesn't take place until chapter 25 in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. However, one could suggest the chapters of Shmuel may end earlier. Our suggestion is the chapters of Shmuel end with chapter 16, and we'll explain why. If I want to identify what Navi is the author of each chapter, it's logical to assume that the Navi involved in the story is the Navi who writes that specific section. Up until chapter 16, from the beginning of the book up until chapter 16, the Navi that's being described, the Navi that's involved in all the events, is Shmuel. Shmuel much more than God or Natan. However, at the end of chapter 16, we're told how Shmuel goes back home to Ramah. And after he anoints David, he no longer has a public position. In fact, he's afraid that Shaul is going to kill him. We also know that he's old already. He doesn't travel as much anymore. And we don't see Shmuel involved in the day-to-day life of David. He anoints him when he's a young lad, and that's all. In chapter 17, we saw a new literary unit that began, which is the story of David. That story continues about the rivalry between Shaul and David. That story continues till the end of Shmuel Aleph. Later in Shmuel Aleph, for example, in Perach Bet, when David's running away from Shaul, we see that the Navi who tells him what to do and where to go is God, God HaChoseh, the Navi God, Gimel Dalet. If you look in the beginning of Perach Bet, when David takes his parents and hides them in the land of Moab, and David's wondering what he should do and where he should go to, in chapter 22, Perach Bet, Pasuk Hey, in verse 5, we're told, "Vayomer Gad Navi al David, Lo Teshei Bamtzuda, Lechu Bata El Eretz Yehuda, Veyach David Vevo Yarcharet." David is not sure where he should go. God, the Navi, tells David, "Don't stay here in this Mitzuda." But there we have a direct quote by God of where David should go to. If God is the Navi involved in David's wanderings and rivalry with Shaul, it would make sense that the entire unit about this rivalry is all written by the same Navi. Hence we suggest that beginning in Perek Yud Zayin, which we already noted was the beginning of a new literary unit, from Perek Yud Zayin and onward, is quoting the works of Gad HaChoseh, where up until chapter 16 is the works of Shmuel. If that's true, the unit written by Shmuel has a beautiful epilogue, which fits beautifully to the whole prophetic purpose of the book. What was the unit that we already identified in regard to the kingdom of Shaul? We saw a Perek Yud Gimel Yudal, the chapters 13 and 14, formed a unit of Malchut Shaul, the kingdom of Shaul. We explained that those Prakim come not to explain how great Shaul was, but rather why he's losing his kingdom. Chapter 15 was the story of Shaul's sin with Amalek, while chapter 16 was the story of his punishment for that sin. What was Shaul's punishment? Shmuel told Shaul, "God is taking your kingdom and giving to someone more worthy." That punishment plays itself out in chapter 16. First by Shmuel going and anointing a new king. And then we're told how the Ruach Hashem Ra'ah goes to Shaul. The Ruach Hashem Tova is now with David. And it's that Ruach from God that's going to make David successful and make Shaul fumble and cause him to make terrible mistakes. Even though the story of David becoming the harp player may have taken place many years later, as an epilogue to the unit of Shaul's punishment for his sin against Amalek, which is a unit written by Shmuel himself, The epilogue to that unit is a story that takes place possibly several years later, but it typifies this entire tension between Shaul and David. If I need to explain why is it that David becomes so successful, and why was it that Shaul consistently failed and fumbled and made the wrong decisions? Why is God always helping David, and why is Shaul always making mistakes? The prophetic explanation for that is the Ruach Hashem, the Spirit from God. God is being involved in the events. Because if I didn't have this book of Nevoah, I might think that David is simply lucky, and I need an explanation that David's rise to power is the hand of God. We'll discuss this topic much more as we continue our study of Sefer Shmuel. We're going to see that as a major topic. But for today's share, we simply want to conclude and by suggesting that the work of Shmuel, the work of the Navi Shmuel, concludes at this point in chapter 16, as Shmuel himself retires in his public service, and the story of David being appointed as a harp player is a beautiful epilogue to that story, again, even though it took place many years later, because it relates to the Ruach Hashem Ra'ah with Shaul and the Ruach Hashem Tova with David, which is a result of Shaul's sin in the war with Amalek. We'll continue our study in the next year. In today's year, we simply saw how viewing chapters 15 and 16 as a separate unit written by Shmuel, and chapter 17 and onward being a different unit written by the Navi God, can explain for the chronological discrepancy between these two stories, and it will allow us to explain why the events in the end of chapter 16 may actually have happened somewhere within the early Psukim in chapter 18.